Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A 1, 2, 3, 4!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masic with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Dragon Force's brand new album, Warp Speed Warriors. So, do I really need to introduce Dragon Force? I'll just back up and say I've seen them live, I think, 6 times, going back to 2008 and most recently in November. Sorry for the hipster moment, but I knew who they were before Guitar Hero 3 came out. So, as a longtime fan, I was really wondering how they were going to follow up Extreme Power Metal, which I thought was a fucking great album in every way except for the album title, which was stupid. That's totally the vibe they were going for, to be clear, but I prefer it when music takes itself a little more seriously than that. In particular, the thing I was anticipating was, despite the silliness and totally over-the-top guitar playing, really clever songwriting. Backing up a bit, so in between Extreme Power Metal and right now, there was the entire COVID crisis. And Dragon Force, specifically Sam and Herman, had the times of their lives on Twitch doing this thing called write a song like a band in 10 minutes. Go watch the pop punk one. It's funny as hell. But among all of them, it's just amazing how funny and clever Sam is as a songwriter, and that he can just on a whim write a song that sounds like everything cool about Sabaton while also making it funny. TLDR, I'm looking for that ingenuity in their songs, and rest assured, this album delivered. The band still sounds fresh, and some of you might be thinking, well, it's the new singer. Spoiler alert, Mark Hudson has been in longer than ZP was now. Stylistically, it's more or less what you would expect. It sounds like Dragon Force, but there are some really awesome elements throughout, and we're going to start talking about them now. Album opener, Astro Warrior Anthem. So this was a single, and I'd already heard it a bunch of times, but this is a fantastic opener. Same kind of vein as Highway to Oblivion, but it's the great energizing factor that makes you want to grab a sword and go slay the dragon and stuff, except I don't think this is actually about fantasy. Definitely one of the best choruses they have written in this era. I also want to call out that Mark sounds a bit more rejuvenated. I thought he sounded a little strained on Extreme Power Metal, specifically on The Last Dragonborn, but he sounds great here. Maybe doing his solo album led him to some new pastures, I don't know. Kingdom of Steel. This is a track pretty unlike Dragon Force. It's optimistic as many of their songs are, but there's a childlike sense of wonder and exploration to it. The mood I got out of this song is like when I was 16 years old and realized my dad was human too and related to me in ways other than just disciplining. And looking at the lyrics, it's not quite what I'm talking about, but it does appear that it's a bunch of young soldiers looking at what their fathers accomplished. Maybe it's a metaphor. Space Marine Corp. I think this was best song on the album, maybe rivaled by Astro Warrior Anthem. It's a nice mid-tempo major key power metal song. Reminds me a shit ton of Dragonborn by Twilight Force, except this is far less orchestrated. For reference, according to Last.fm, my most listened to song of the last 365 days is Dragonborn, so I'm not knocking it. In fact, I loved it. So at least in the Mark Hudson era, Dragon Force has never shied away from writing about nerd topics. Going back to their first album with him, there was Wings of Liberty, which I presume was about StarCraft. One of this album's singles was Power of the Triforce, about The Legend of Zelda. And it would appear that this song is about Warhammer, which is a nerddom I've hardly ever touched on, and not for the past 18 years, so it was a fun nostalgia bomb for me. Lastly, Pixel Prison. Really interesting track, one of the few times I was drawn to the lyrics right away. Obviously, Dragon Force is a band known more for guitar playing than anything. It's kind of ambiguous, but it seems like it's about somebody who gets trapped inside of a video game. Maybe it's about video game addiction or social media addiction. Those were the other two thoughts I had, but I'm choosing to go with this idea that it's like a Wreck-It Ralph scenario except it's an actual human getting pulled in. This album put a big smile on my face. We're only a couple months in, but easy album of the year contender so far. I'm going to be honest, going into this, I thought there was no way it would be on par with extreme power metal, and right now I think it is. I don't think it's necessarily better, but it's definitely not immediately worse. So, you're skipping New York on your current tour with Deathclock, fuck you for that. Come back sometime soon, please, and play Space Marine Corps. Great job, dudes. Rock on.
Hey, you. Did you have any plans this year? Ha! How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.